Well, the Christmas season, such a wonderful time of year. Lots of activities with friends and family, some great music and shows throughout the month. One holiday tradition that I really love is getting a chance to see the Oregon Symphony. That definitely makes it a very Merry Christmas. Joining Mantra Day Radio this morning to give us a rundown on some of the Oregon Symphony's holiday performances is a return visit from the Symphony's Associate Concert Master, Peter Fragiola. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to see you again, and I know the Christmas season is a fun time of year for everyone in the Oregon Symphony. You guys enjoyed at the Symphony?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a blast playing all sorts of different kinds of shows.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, before we talk about some of the shows coming up, I was hoping you might be able to get us into a little Christmas season spirit with a brief Peter Fragiola solo. Does that work for you?
You betcha.
Okay.
Here's just a little bit of The Little Drummer Boy.
All right, fantastic. Oh, that was amazing. I love that. Look at, you're playing the drum by tapping your violin and playing and singing to boot.
Yep, all at once.
That is great. So, well, let me ask you about your violin, too, because I was watching as you play. And how long have you had your violin?
I think I've been playing on this instrument for 25, 26, 7 years, something like that.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's an old instrument, but it's technically a modern Italian. It's only about 125 years old. So that gives us all kind of, you know, a little bit of hope that something's only that old.
Yeah, only 125 years old. Where did you come up with that?
A friend from San Francisco had it and sold it to us.
Wow. Yeah, that's beautiful. So can you tell, like, if you pick up different violins and you play them, the different sounds? I mean, you can definitely tell, oh boy, there's a big difference there.
Oh, yeah. Every single instrument has its own voice and its own style of playability. It's just like the human voice. Everyone's different.
Wow, that's interesting. So let me ask you this question. I've always wondered this, being not real smart about the different instruments, but a violin and a viola, what is the difference between the two?
Yeah. So the violin is tuned in fifths, E, A, D, G, whereas the viola is tuned in fifths, A, D, G, C. It has one string lower than the violins. The violin has one string higher than the viola.
All right.
Otherwise,
there you go.
The viola is also a little bigger because it's, you know, it's a little deeper, darker, lower sound.
So in the orchestra itself, in the symphony, what's the difference in numbers on stage?
Well, we have, maybe 14 first violins, maybe a dozen or so second violins, maybe about a dozen violas.
Yeah.
8 or 9 cellos. 6 or 7 basses.
Okay.
That's a string section.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, very good. These are kind of these questions that were going around in my head about the different strings. So thank you for clearing that up for me and letting me know. We're speaking with Peter Fragiola. He is the Associate Concert Master with the Oregon Symphony, as they have a big month of shows, Christmas holiday shows coming up. And I'm just looking over the rundown that I have here in my trusty Oregon Symphony guide, which is fantastic because it gives you a great, great rundown. So it all starts tonight.
Absolutely. Tonight, December 8th, we're kicking off our holiday specials with our Comfort and Joy concert conducted by Metropolitan Youth Symphony's Raul Gomez Rojas.
Nice. Yeah. So what will be the flavor of the show?
It's kind of just a family holiday type of show. A lot of different pieces of music, and just very easy to listen to.
Yeah, that's great. And so just looking at the list, I know you mentioned last time you were here, this is one of your favorites of the year. It's the Gospel Christmas.
Absolutely. It's absolutely one of my favorite concerts that we do all year long. It's starting this Friday through Sunday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, returning for its 22nd annual performance, our amazing concert, The Gospel Christmas. And it's conducted by Charles Floyd and featuring the Northwest Community Gospel Chorus and our Oregon Symphony. It's always been one of my favorites. It's electrifying, it's uplifting, and you just have to, you have to see it and hear it in person.
And three shows.
Three shows.
I don't think there's anything more inspiring than when you're sitting there and you have a gospel choir belting it out, and then you have the Oregon Symphony to boot. That's goosebump material.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's great. I want to mention, too, before we get into some of the shows, tickets. Tickets are available. And so best way for folks to get tickets, just online?
Online is very easy. Otherwise, you can call 503-228-1353, our ticket office, and just tell them, you know, what concerts you want to go see, and they'll set you up.
Oh, that is fantastic. Again, we're speaking with Peter Fragiola. He is the Associate Concertmaster with the Oregon Symphony, the violinist that you just heard do Little Drummer Boy, and sing as well. He could sing, too.
Well, sort of.
Well, no, I love that. So, okay, so we just got through the Gospel Christmas. Then this looks like a real fun one on December 13th.
Right. Monday, December 13th is our heartwarming family film, It's a Wonderful Life. And it's shown on the big screen right above us while we play all the music live.
Yeah.
They have all of the picture, all of the sound effects, but they drop out the music track and we do that live. And it's really kind of neat. It's just a interesting idea, interesting way of seeing a movie that you've seen 1,000 times, but it's just completely different when you see and hear the live music right there in front of you.
So at the end of the performance, does a bell ring and Clarence gets his wings?
You'll have to come see the movie
see. He's not going to tell us. I like that. Little tease there. You have to wait and see if that happens. Now I'm really curious about that. So I'm going to come just for that reason now. So that's A Wonderful Life on December 13th. And then this sounds fun. A Mary... M-E-R-R-Y, Achi Christmas.
A very merry Christmas with Mariachi Sol de Mexico. And it's a festive musical tribute to Mexico's Christmas tradition and a vibrant multicultural celebration for the whole family. And that is Wednesday, December 15th.
That'll be fun, too. So, again, just a great lineup of shows from the Oregon Symphony all this month of December. I know... there's always a big New Year's Eve performance, and this one, wow, talk about a big name coming in.
Yeah, this is, I'm really looking forward to this. We have our New Year's Eve at Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall with a performance by Motown's original Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight.
Wow.
With the Oregon Symphony. No pips, unfortunately, but definitely the Oregon Symphony. It starts at 7:30, so it probably won't go quite through midnight, but I don't know what we're going to have in store for you on that one.
Yeah, just to be able to play with Gladys Knight and see Gladys Knight perform is wonderful. And what is it like for the symphony when you have a name like that coming in? How do you prepare for that when you do the show?
Well, somebody obviously writes parts for us to play. We have pieces of music on our music stand, and it's all set according to their songs, their pieces of what they're going to perform,
right?
Their arrangements, basically. So it's all arranged for us. All we have to do is sit down and just play it. But we get to enjoy that person, too, a lot. I mean, we get to kind of know them. And I think she's going to have an absolutely fantastic concert.
Oh, yeah.
She has a wonderful voice, a great delivery, and just a super personality. And I can't wait to get on stage with her.
And I'm sure we're going to hear some of the hits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is fantastic. Again, Gladys Knight wrapping up the symphony's year, December 31st, New Year's Eve, with Gladys Knight and the Oregon Symphony. Speaking with Peter Fragiola, he is the Associate Concertmaster with the Oregon Symphony, a great violinist. So thanks for coming up, man. I know it's a busy time of year for you, obviously, but we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me, and I love your station, and I'm just happy to be here.
And again, tickets for the symphony?
Call 503-228-1353, our ticket office.
Or online.
I believe it's orsymphony.org.
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dave. Thank you.